Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What's up, everybody? Happy Friday. Junkies with you on 106.7 The Fan. Live on NBC Sports Washington. And we are brought to you, as always, by EMP, 180 Weight Loss Structure, Accountability Results, the standard for weight loss in the area. It's EMP180weightloss.com. We thank you for tuning in this Friday morning, June 15th, 2018. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle.
Morning.
Morning. Johnny Cake Sawville.
Hello, everybody.
And Jason Bishop.
Morning. Happy Friday. June 15th already.
Happy Friday
already.
To you.
Yep. I can't believe
middle
it's
of June
through June. I
summer's gone.
It.
Go buy your winter jackets.
I feel like summer's gone.
I wait until July 4th to say that, but yeah you're pretty.
Yeah, I'm getting
correct.
Ahead of myself a bit, but
you're pretty close. July 4th is what, about 3 weeks away.
So bitter. JP's going away next week, and I'm looking at the calendar, and I did this the other day. There's no way I could get away before our trip that we always do the Outer Banks in August. Every day is free. I mean,
well,
it's
then
full.
Then you wait until the fall. Take one in the fall.
Yeah. I think we're going to do something in like the Christmas vacay, you know, but that's like the most expensive time to travel.
Pricey.
Yeah, but, I didn't think you were going away until last Saturday or Sunday when I went to your brother's charity event and your father-in-law, I was talking to him, said, yeah, I'm going away with, he must think you're going with them. He said, I'm going away to Orlando with Eric and the family. And I was like, oh, okay. And he said that he was going, I thought he said he was going this week, but maybe it was actually tonight.
They're leaving Saturday.
He said he didn't even know when he was going. And I said, well, I actually have our vacation schedule on my phone. So I looked at it and I was like, well, I'm on vacation next week. And then Jason's on vacation the following week. I was like, no. I don't think Eric is going.
I'm not going. The girls are going. But it's just, this is going to be the opposite of last year when I took like all of July
Eric's
off.
Eric's going to grind it out. He's going to grind it.
I'm going to be here all the time. I'll just go to Chicago play golf.
Speaking of July, you mentioned July 4th. It's on the absolute worst day on the planet.
Wednesday.
It's middle of the week. You can't you can't combo it with like.
Because if it was a Tuesday or a Thursday, they'd give you the Monday or the Friday off.
Yeah, they might. They might hook you and say, hey, take a company
holiday.
They
don't really do. Do they do
I thought
that
though, around
July 4th? I don't think they give you an extra day.
I don't know. Intercoms?
Intercom
rules,
might be different. I think
CBS always gave you a buffer day unless it was a Wednesday.
Right.
My guess is Intercom will make you grind it out. Yeah. My wife did ask me. She said, are you off on July 3rd? I said, I don't think so. Why would we be?
I think Intercom might make us work on July 4th.
Is July 3rd a holiday? It's like, no.
I don't have any recollection of being off before or after July
4th. No, if we would. If it was a Tuesday, they'd give you that Monday off.
Yeah, okay.
And if it was a Thursday, they'd give you the Friday off.
Yeah.
They'd hook you.
But it's smack dab in the middle of the week. I mean, get a Wednesday off.
Now you got to wait.
I mean, we'll take a day off. Don't get me wrong. Yeah. But a Wednesday off, I mean, what good is that?
I was thinking about this, though. So next week, we're off, or I'm off. We're off on vacation. And typically when I'm in the Outer Banks, there's usually the NBA Finals going on or something.
Yeah.
There's nothing going on in the sports world.
World Cup.
I may just, there's the World Cup.
I may just disconnect
completely.
Are you going to go off the grid 100%?
Possibly.
I'll have
my phone just in case, you know, my mom, you know, might have some sort of issue. I don't think she will. Hopefully she won't. But I'll have that on, but there's no reason to, like, check into ESPN.com. For what?
Yeah, you never know.
Training camp updates.
Training
camp updates. That's 6 weeks
from now. You
know what?
Something does happen all the time. Something does happen.
I'm sure I'll check in periodically, but believe me, I'll mostly be disconnected from what's happening.
You have to check up on your four World Cup teams that you're tracking throughout the tournament in Russia.
Believe me, I won't check that.
I'm sure you probably won't.
By the way, Russia minus a goal yesterday, Big fatty.
I came home and it was 0-0. And then I checked in 45 minutes later, 5-0.
Not as big a fatty as Tiger shooting par or worse.
Valdez, I laid only 135 on that bet. That was like stealing money.
It's
It's pretty good.
I should have put $10,000 on it.
I should have put $10,000 on Tiger shooting par worse. The way the conditions were yesterday,
you're right.
Guys under par. And Tiger
had at least one triple bogey, right?
Tripled the first hole. He had a four putt later in the day. He just struggled. Yeah. And it, by the way, he didn't struggle because of the wind. He just struggled because of the course conditions, and he was just he only hit seven greens.
Yeah.
That was annoying.
Well, that's a hard course.
I'm actually feeling good for him now because that's common in my game. Four putt.
Yeah, it's brutal.
Pros don't four putt often.
No. He had a 10 hole stretch where he was even. But then he had three holes that just destroyed him.
Well, I mean, it's kind of what
happened with him, though.
I mean, 30 guys shot 80 or worse.
I watched like 15
minutes. How many finished?
About 80? 30 guys shot 80 or worse.
That's crazy.
Probably watched more than Cakes
of the U.S. Open.
I watched 15 minutes.
Did you watch 1 second of the U.S. Open?
Yes.
And you watched more than your boy Flakes over
Well,
here.
Here's some stats.
Found myself watching. Ian Poulter was in the lead.
If you follow history, all right, 17 of the last 19 U.S. Open winners after day one have been within four strokes of the lead. Okay, so that means, based on history, Rory can go home, Tiger can go home, Spieth can go home, Phil can go home, Rahm can go home, Bubba can go home. Just go home. Get on your golf streams and go home. It's over.
You got no shot at winning. Can always go home.
Yeah.
Every single time.
It's just, you could hit a shot in the middle of the green, and if you don't have the proper flight of the ball or the proper spin, it's going to go off the back of the green.
I hate those false fronts and those sort of things where you hit the green and then it just rolls down all the way down 30 yards away.
Right.
That's so annoying.
And then it takes you three shots to get pin high.
It actually ruins golf. It actually ruins golf.
That doesn't happen at Laytonville Golf Course, which is my go-to.
Probably not.
I was talking to a guy yesterday, a buddy of mine. He says his grandfather hates the U.S. Open conditions and structure so much, he just refuses to watch it.
Really?
Yeah. He says, it's just not fair. I said, well, you know, that's the toughest test
in golf. Something to be said for it when the greatest golfers in the world, only four of them can go under par, and they go one under.
Yeah.
Well, I know that McIlroy shot an 80.
What?
You don't often have top players shooting in the 80s.
Well, one guy shot 92.
Yeah, some guy shot a 92.
A pro shot a
92. I would have loved 92. End course.
Think about that. A professional shot a 92.
Yeah. It's brutal. But they say today it'll be a little easier. The wind will let up a little bit. See how the
it was on FS1 yesterday, so I actually watched a little bit with my lunch.
I think it's the first time I've ever watched FS1.
Really?
Really?
I knew it was around the CBS Sports and the NBC's channel or whatever, but I don't think I've ever watched
it. Valdez was saying this yesterday. Fox does a really good job of giving you access to different groups. Also, the audio. The way they follow, their microphones are just right on top. You can hear full conversations.
Was it me, or was the cup basically have a boom mic in it?
Well, they've been doing that for a while, but just the access, all the microphones and cameras they have on the course following the groups. I mean, when Dustin Johnson thought he lost his ball, there were 35 guys out there looking for a ball. Wouldn't that be nice?
Has the criticism of Joe Buck's call died down? Remember the first time he called a golf tournament? People were fired up, saying
Fox basically fired Norman.
Was terrible.
For 1 year. Yeah. Greg, they gave the Shark 1 year.
That's our guy, Greg Norman.
I know, it was brutal.
Poor Shark.
I know, I'm not a huge fan
feed himself?
Of the commentators just because they're unfamiliar and I can't always identify them right away.
You don't know Shane Bacon?
Brad Faxon, I believe, sitting down.
Yeah, he's fine.
Yeah.
Whatever.
On Fox Sports 1, you got guys like Mark Brooks and Jadon Blake. Those guys are good. I mean, they're fine.
They're fine, but I'm more of a traditionalist. I get sized for Nancy.
I just wish that CBS would have the access and the audio that Fox does because it really makes it much more interesting.
Yeah.
But, I mean, Dustin Johnson.
How could you possibly watch more?
I seen you on Fox.
You watch all of the lead-up press conferences to any tournament, it seems like. On
stuff
golf channel.
After.
Right, but CBS won't give you the mixed channel.
I get
where,
it, but
where
it's not
can
like
have
you shy
access.
Away from the coverage.
No, I don't. I just wish they would give you more.
So you have more of a
You're
choice.
Nerd.
Not that you wouldn't watch it.
Yeah.
I mean, Fox gives you the option of watching three separate groups, basically.
Future groups, yeah.
Instead of just one PGA Live would do.
I'm not even going to tell you how I watched Tiger yesterday.
That must mean while you were driving.
Was it on your phone?
Way, I was doing a lot. I was on the road a lot.
Stop being a distracted driver. You're going to mow down some innocent bystander.
I had two hands on the wheel. I had two hands on the wheel the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
One eye over there to the right. Just like that. Oh, man. Well today
Tiger teased it a little earlier. He teased it at, about 8:30, 8:45?
At 8-ish.
Something like that.
He's trending towards zero wins this year, right?
Hard to win, man.
I get it.
I don't know if that's true or not. Depends on what
the way
what
I feel about
plays.
Tiger Woods is, and I said this before.
We're not going to win this one.
His game is very good. He's competitive. He might win, but he's Matt Kuchar. He's not special.
Maybe. He could have won three times. Well, here's,
I have
look,
no idea where Matt Kuchar is on the money list, but Matt Kuchar,
is known for being a human ATM machine.
You know, he makes a run every once in a while, but he hasn't won a big one.
He's a great one.
Won a big silly.
Right. Listen, everyone could say all that stuff until he does it. I'm on the record. I believe he's going to win. I don't know when he's going to win. I don't know how many other events he's going to play this year beyond the majors, you know.
I did see Ricky's close, right? He's within three or four strokes.
Yeah.
That's the guy I'm rooting for now, since he's never won one. I'll root for Ricky.
He's finished the top five eight times.
I don't get Ricky. Size for Poulter. I don't get size for Spieth. I don't get size for Justin Thomas. They're just like weaselly little rich boys. I don't get size. I do like Ricky. I think Ricky's legit.
Well, if you look at the schedule, Tiger will probably, he's definitely going to play the Quicken Loans this tournament.
Mm-hmm.
What about the Greenbrier?
Greenbrier, which is...
He's going to win
some of these tournaments. That's the week after? Is that the week after the Quicken Loans?
He's going to win some of these tournaments where he's won eight times, nine times.
Not sure if he'll play Greenbrier.
That's where he'll win, because he's just built for those courses. But he'll play them over and over and over.
So he'll play the Open. He'll play... I don't know if he'll qualify for the WGC in August. PGA Championship will play. And then you got FedEx. Yeah, I mean, this is probably another four or five tournaments.
And the British.
I said the Open.
Oh. Yeah, I wasn't listening.
And then he'll get into the FedEx. So he might play two or three of the FedEx events.
There. If he could putt, he looks like he's in such a good rhythm for a lot of the rounds.
When they get to the FedEx Cup, when the field gets whittled down, if he can survive it, smaller fields, that might be an event he could win. One of those.
Well, I think he'd win a full field event with the best players in the world when it's on a track that suits him. We'll see. Yeah, It's all talk until he does it.
I don't think he's going to win a major, but. He could win a WGC.
He could win a British, in my opinion. He can win the Masters.
Well, look, I don't think Tiger's going to win this weekend. I don't think Phil Mickelson's going to win this weekend. So your bet is still even.
What do you mean you don't think? Those guys can go
impossible.
Home.
It's impossible.
What's a shame
They're not going to win. Anybody who's outside plus five is done.
Phil hit 13 or 14 fairways. Usually his driver is poop. And he had no doubles. Tiger had two doubles and a triple. And in there, he had a four putt.
So what did Phil Mickelson struggle with?
Chipping and putting. He got up and down, I believe, twice out of nine times.
He sculled one over the green like you would.
Yeah. He did. Phil Mickelson is arguably I don't even think it's an argument. The greatest pitcher/chipper in the history of the game. He got up and down. I think it was 2 for 9.
Well, it's impossible to just get up and down. These greens are ridiculous.
Yeah, of course, it's dumb.
I may actually play some Jared Goff next week.
Oh, really?
Well, because the timeshare.
I need to play some Jared.
It's on a golf course.
Right.
So I think it's on hole number 12. And so I see golfers go by all the time.
I might actually play
a little golf. It's I think it might be Kill Devil Hills. I always forget which part it is. It's one of the first ones.
Huh.
Yeah.
So I wonder if that's the community. I'm on like the 14-mile marker where we always stay.
This is like mile marker like 4 or 5, something like that.
Near where the Wright brothers are flying.
It's before the Wright brothers.
The big sand dune.
The big wackadoo. Yeah. Isn't that what they call it, the big wackadoo?
Yeah, probably.
It's not the greatest golf course,
barely got off the ground.
I've been on the golf course, and they're gone for walks there. It's not a great track.
They're all mediocre. Whatever.
And definitely some of the condos get hit by stray golf balls.
I'm sure they do.
I just can't believe I can't go anywhere. I'm just locked down by these dumb kids and all their dumb activities.
But let me give a quick shout out, because I plan on also playing some tennis there. I played a little tennis with Kelsey last night, but I've been using the same racket possibly for 20 years.
No chance you can restrung it.
No chance.
Zero. How do those strings still work?
I don't know.
How are they not snapping? They're not the second they hit?
Tension, about 20 pounds of tension.
It's a Prokenix. I don't even know if Prokenix's still in the business.
No way. That's impossible.
I joked with it. Anyway,
you have a 30-year-old racket.
I'm going over to see.
I haven't heard that name in 30 years.
I'm going over to see Daryl from Tennistopia. And I'm going to get a new racket.
Well,
I joked with him, like, I was texting.
Hey, tell him I'm sized for some new kicks.
I was texting him, and I told him, I was like,
size?
He said, he 12 said,
and a half, 13.
He said, do you want me to just pick your racket, or do you want to come in and pick a racket? I said, look, the last time I picked a racket, it was probably a Prince Pro.
Yeah, you defer to the expert.
Like, so it doesn't matter.
You should take that Prokenix into Tennistopia and give it to, is it Daryl?
Yes.
And tell him to send it to the Tennis Hall of Fame, because it's the oldest current racket still in circulation.
What do you have?
He doesn't play tennis.
No, I actually bought a racket within the last 5 years. Okay. Hasn't gotten a lot of use. I think it's Babolat. They usually make strings.
Okay. Yeah, they make sillies.
Hello, I'm in the 21st century, like drab t-shirt over there. I'm not running around with a Prince Pro or a Pro Kennex, God forbid.
Did you have the old Don A back in the day?
I did not have a Don A.
Who had the Don A? Was that
That was Borg. That was Borg's go-to. Now we're going really deep. Yes.
Are you
going
to see Daryl and his other brother, Daryl?
Yeah, I know. That joke is coming at some point.
I don't know what Daryl was seeing.
You just made my Friday. That is a good nugget.
All right, should mention on the show today, we'll talk movies at 7 o'clock. Kevin joins us. John Feinstein, like he does every Friday at 8. Special guest at 8:40, Kevin Costner. He's got a new show called Yellowstone, which debuts next week. And Rex Hoggard from the Golf Channel, all right here on the Junkies.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Back Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. We've had these prizes all week. I think they're really good. Trophy Day passes to catch Tiger Woods and other PGA Tour pros at the Quicken Loans National, and we have tickets to the Nationals and Phillies in the K Street section.
Mm-hmm.
We've been given the day. We'll do the morning matchup, shake things up. So we'll do that coming up at 6:45. But right now, we'll dive into the Junkie Sports page with Bish.
Yeah, we kind of talked about day one, the U.S. Open, Shinnecock, a little bit there in the first segment. Yeah, we had Kevin Van Valkenburg from ESPN on yesterday. He was at Shinnecock, and he said he didn't think the wind was that bad in the morning, and he thought someone would post a 67-68. Nope. Wind was bad, and the best you got was a 69 from four players.
He did like Justin Rose, who had a good round.
Yeah, Justin Rose.
That was his dark horse.
Right. He's like 14-1 odds.
Right.
Four guys shot under par, all right? So that's Scott Piercy, Ian Poulter, Russell Henley, and DJ.
The average score was 76.1.
76.1 is your average score. So you got 156 people in the field. You got four guys under par. Now, the wind won't be as bad today. Yesterday it was gusting in the 20s. I don't think it's going to be as bad today. But, like, within three or four strokes, you open, you got no shot at winning. So here's some of the numbers from the big names. Mentioned DJ shot 69. Henrik Stenson's T6, he shot 71. Brooks Koepka, defending champion, shot 75. Sergio shot 75. He's T46. Bubba Watson shot 77. Phil shot 77. Spieth shot 78. John Rahm shot 78. Tiger shot 78.
Rory, 80.
Jason Day shot 79. And Rory shot 80. And a pro, Scott Gregory, is about 22 years old. He won the British Am. All right, hadn't been a pro that long, but he shot 92. He's a pro golfer, shot 92.
I get the sense that Sergio's never going to win anything ever again. He's just so psyched he won that green jacket.
He's content.
It's over. It's over. He's just happy to be Sergio freaking
he
Garcia.
He got his one and he's done.
Yeah, he got the big one and he's happy.
Why do you say that?
I just that he's just, I mean, he's just posting these huge numbers. But he's very.
Like everybody posted a huge number yesterday.
No, I know, but you know what he did at Augusta, and I don't know.
Oh, you mean with the tin cup?
Yeah.
Yeah, he hadn't made that many cuts this year, not on the PGA Tour anyway.
I think he's still just living in that haze.
He's just one of those players that he can get hot over 4 days.
He's still wearing the green jacket?
Exactly.
Still got it on.
Plus 13, Garrett Rank.
Yeah,
good for him.
He can say, you know what? I was as good as Martin Keimer.
He shot 83.
In the first round of the U.S. Open.
Got nothing to be ashamed
Same
of.
Same score.
I would assume you'll see scores a little bit lower today because the wind won't be as bad. But, man, it's those players love the course. The setup, I mean, a couple of guys criticized the setup. but they do love the course and the history of it.
DeChambeau said it was clown golf. Who's ever heard calling it clown golf?
Yeah, I don't get it. I mean, they all got to play the same course.
That's the equalizer. But yeah, I don't get sized. I hate false fronts like that. You know, the crowned greens.
I mean, you got to hit the perfect. You got to hit the perfect shot onto the green. Yeah.
How many times did you hear rotunda yesterday?
I heard it zero. I didn't hear it once.
By the way, we would have won our prop bet of over 4.5 bogeys for Tiger. Should have put that one in,
too. Yeah, but the easiest one was there was a bet out there, and I think Valdez, Lurch, and I got in on it. I put 200. I think Valdez put buck 50. I think Jace put up 50.
I put 50.
I should have put
13 bucks.
50 paid me like 38 bucks.
I should have put 10 grand on it because it was the biggest no-brainer ever. There were only four guys under par. Tiger, there you go. That a boy.
What is he doing? I thought he's just taking off his shirt. Now he's taking his pants off.
That's fine. I like it.
Attention dollars.
Good God.
God, what a terrible body. I love that. Hey, you got to admit, it's a good bit. I like it. Thank you.
For those on the radio, Adam just walked in the studio in panties for some reason.
It says golfers.
Well, just to kill time here through the summer and to fat shame him, we kind of determined yesterday that anytime he comes in studio, he has to at least take his shirt off. If he wants to come in here in his underwear, that's fine. Whatever he wants.
He says he wants to kick off bit season.
Right.
And it's the U.S. Open. He's doing it.
Yeah, so that's why it's golfer's panties.
Got it.
Right. Gotcha. By the way, World Cup is fully underway today, right? But yesterday, that Russia bit, that counted, right?
Russia. Oh, yeah.
Was that the only one they played?
Yeah. Yep, one game.
That was the kickoff.
Yeah. The Russians got the stage because they're hosting.
Got it. Nice pun.
It was the kickoff.
It was the kickoff.
Zippy.
Right.
Boat Race City is what
Russia,
it was.
Took Russia minus one goal.
Big fat.
So I've got three games today, including Portugal and Spain, correct?
Yeah, that's 2 o'clock. 8 a.m., I believe, kicks off
by the way,
Egypt-Uruguay.
Why did Spain fire their coach? Or I guess they call him, did they sack him?
Yeah. That's more like a British thing, but I like what you're doing.
Stupid. Why did they fire him?
They sacked him because he took the Real Madrid job 2 days before the World Cup, and he didn't tell them
that he was
negotiating. He just said, by the way, I took this job.
Uh-huh.
And the federation was bitter, big time.
So they just nixed him.
Nixed him.
Okay. See how that affects them. All right, so you got World Cup, 3 games today. It took Egypt plus 1.5 goals against Uruguay.
I mean, I wish I could say something about that, but I have nothing to say.
You're not going
to
break down that game.
I mean, Luis Suarez, I know him from Uruguay, and is it Mo Salah?
Yeah, he's
from
the
Egypt. Those are the guys I know. That's all I got.
The Mo Salah guy is the one who's been hurt, right?
Yeah, he got hurt in the Champions League final, but he's back and practicing.
He's fine. What did he do? Hurt his shoulder?
Yeah, Sergio Ramos brought him down on his shoulder. It was a dirty tackle.
Mm. Let's go to Jeff in Germantown. Jeff, what's up?
I don't know if it's a dirty tackle. I think there's a 50-50 ball. You're going right after it.
Look at this guy. Look at this guy with soccer knowledge.
All right, Jeff, what are you, a soccer nerd here?
Yeah, I call every 4 years. Remember me? Sao Paulo's full of Brazilians, that guy?
Yeah,
sure.
Sure.
Go ahead.
Sure. I got my picks for today. I would say Egypt doesn't have a chance against Uruguay.
All right.
Salah is not healthy. He won't play 90 minutes. Uruguay 2-0 at the under.
All right.
Morocco, Iran. Morocco's a better team. They both have good defenses, but their goalkeepers are a bit shoddy. I think probably either team losing will be out, so they're going to be a nervous all over, so I think a 1-1 draw. Spain, Portugal, Euro Cup winners against a World Cup favorite. Everyone talks in Portugal about Cristiano Ronaldo, but he's not what he used to be. But there's this kid called Andre Silva. Watch out for that guy. He scores like a goal a game. But Spain enters the World Cup with like a 20-game unbeaten streak.
Mm-hmm.
And even though they fire their coach, they're super talented. You know, usually in qualifying, you got one or two guys that score all your goals. But during qualification, they had like 5 or 6 guys score like 5 or more goals. I mean, the team's loaded from all angles, even with this fiasco with the manager. And here's one betting nugget for you, Lurch. They've met 36 game in the 2012 championship penalties. Spain has won 18, lost 6, tied 12, and in the 8 times they've met in the World Cup or European Championship, Spain is 5-1 with only 2 draws. I think Spain 2-1. They were just too powerful.
All right, so you got Uruguay under, you got Morocco, and you got Spain, correct?
Morocco, Iran, a 1-1 draw. Spain 2-1, bet the over.
Well, you probably get the over the odds for the draw.
I can't bet draws. Those are all...
Why not? You probably get silly odds.
Well, I'm sure you do. Just you gotta get lucky.
I'd rather Jeff, just pick well, you want down. So, are you saying that we only hear from you every 4 years on the show
About the World Cup? Well, gotcha. I only know what I'm talking about every 4 years.
Right. All right. So this is like your fifth.
But do you listen in between those 4 years?
Of course. I almost met you in the Outer Banks last summer, JP.
This is Jeff from Germantown. That's right. We were going to meet up, but we didn't.
All right. Hey, thank you, Jeff. Appreciate it.
Thank you, guys. You have a great day.
All right, keep those betting nuggets coming throughout the World Cup.
Hell yeah.
They'll be put to good use by some people in this room.
Baseball from last night. Nats were off. They are in Toronto for three starting tonight. Be Gio against Aaron Sanchez.
Hey, we didn't get to this story yesterday, but I thought it was funny that I think it might be one Baltimore bar, I can't remember the name, but they're trolling Chris Davis so much. He's hitting 150.
Oof.
So they're giving shots like out for million. Every hit or something?
If he gets a hit,
free shots.
Oh, really? Wow. So if he has a three-hit game, they're going to lose some cash.
Right. But think about this. Right. This is how poorly he's hitting. He's played in, I don't have the numbers right in front of me, but approximately 60 games.
Yeah.
And he has like 39 hits.
Oof.
Man, it's dreadful.
And I believe he's pulling in about $22 million this year.
They started off the year batting him leadoff, too.
Right.
It's been a bad year for the birds, Valdez. I'm sure you're
well aware.
Happy about that.
Although I see your Red Sox are probably leading the Manny sweepstakes.
I saw something in one of the Boston papers about that.
Now, will your dog remain Manny if he
it's Mancini.
Gotcha.
Mancini, right.
Very good.
As if Mancini's that
He'll
silly.
Still recognize his name, even though it's been changed.
Exactly.
Slightly. I like that bit.
By the way, speaking of the Red Sox, they beat the Mariners, Drabby's Mariners last night, 2-1. Price beats Fernandez. Felix Hernandez, 5.5 ERA, beat him 2-1. Yankees beat the Rays 4-3. So the Red Sox still hold a game lead in the East there. Braves and Phillies both won. So the Braves have a game and a half lead over the Nats. And the Astros beat the A's 7-3. Verlander gets his ninth win. He's 9-2, 1.61 ERA. Ridiculous. Kellen Winslow, Jr.
He's got issues.
He's got some problems. He's got problems. We talked about the story where he was just kind of roaming around a trailer park outside San Diego, and he walked into someone's house. Cops were called, and then he said he was looking for his big red dog named Clifford. And his rep said, yeah, he actually does have a big red dog named Clifford.
That's better than Valdez's Mancini bit.
But now he's been arrested on suspicion. Something a little bit more serious than just running around looking for your big red dog.
Right.
On suspicion of numerous sex crimes.
Well, that's not good.
Well, he's got issues.
Charges include two counts of forcible rape, one count of forcible sodomy, one count of kidnapping with the intent to...
He's got issues because when he was caught in the SUV with the synthetic marijuana, maybe I'm mixing up players, but was he watching porn? Was he the guy who was caught like trying to hook himself?
Yes. I don't know if that was the case or not. Maybe it was.
No, he got in trouble with that.
He definitely got arrested
for
that.
He has control issues.
No, the bottom line is that this is a drug problem.
So I don't understand. Are these charges related to the charges of roaming around the trailer park?
I believe it's a new incident.
Are these
separate? I think it was a new incident.
These are separate. Okay.
I think.
He was arrested at his home in San Diego, posted $50,000 bail, and was released. He's scheduled to be arraigned on Friday.
See, I don't put it necessarily just on drugs, because there's plenty of people who do drugs who don't rape people.
No,
that
but
don't do some of the
issues. I think he's got drugs that created all of this.
Yeah.
Well, he could also have head trauma issues coupled with
the
drug issues.
I'm sure he's got that, too.
Yeah, I mean, it's probably a big, deadly cocktail that's going on with him.
I threw this story in there for Cakes because he loves these stories. Top NBA draft prospect Marvin Bagley signed a 5-year footwear deal with Puma.
Gets ice for Ricky Fowler.
Do we have financial details?
I do not have the financial details on this. Now, the last time that Puma signed an NBA contract was?
Vince Carter,
good. I mean, that was 1998. That was 20 years ago. And that was 5 years, $50 million. So I'm guessing it's not 5 years, $50
million. Are there basketball shoes silly? Like draft t-shirt claims he never sees anybody wearing like Steph Curry's or Curry's around Under Armour's. Have you ever seen anybody wearing Puma basketball shoes?
They want to get back into it, man.
I guess they're jumping back into that biz.
The brand has found recent success and a resurgence in the marketplace thanks to partnerships with Jay-Z
okay.
and Rihanna. or Rihanna. That's how Kevin tells us to pronounce it.
Right.
So, yeah, they're going to look for so additional 2018 draft picks. So they've signed their first guy, Marvin Bagley Jr., to a deal. Last but not least, Kevin Brown, former Major League pitcher. Used to pitch for the O's.
He was always surly.
Well, he was surly, all right, when people were stealing mail in his neighborhood. And he got bitter, and he hid out in his neighbor's yard and waited for the little punks to come. Held him at gunpoint until the cops came.
Wow, that's quite a move by him.
Nicely done, Kevin Brown.
A gun for stealing mail? Seems a bit...
Yeah, he just held him there.
Do whatever it takes to keep him subdued.
He got tired of it.
He made a silly citizen's arrest.
I love it.
Would you do that's that?
No, never.
Let's go.
It's easier to do that when you have a gun, I would think. A citizen's arrest without a gun is kind of hollow.
A lot easier. Let's go to Mo Largo. Mo, what's up, bud?
Good morning, fellas. Thanks for taking my call.
What's
first
up, Mo?
Off, nobody's wearing Pumas. I don't care who they sign. Nobody's going to wear Pumas. But with regards to that U.S. Open golf course that they're playing, it's just stupid. I mean, in 2004, I mean, it was ridiculous. And then they figured, hey, let's add 450 yards to a golf course that allows wind to blow 30 miles an hour on greens that will not run smooth. Yeah, I'm a bit pissed right now because my bracket was blown.
Yeah, your bracket's
yesterday.
Done. It's done, Ski.
Rory shot 10 over. Tiger's at 8 over. I just think the golf course is stupid. They're just trying to make it a point to say, yeah, we can make a golf course that you guys got to struggle to shoot even par. Like, who cares if they shoot under par? We just want to see good golf.
Well, this is nothing new. But, Mo, this is nothing new. I mean, USGA's been doing this for years.
Yeah,
trying
but
to make
I mean,
it most
but it's not even, but like, they don't even have a chance to regain strokes. I mean, it's one thing to miss greens, but then even if you do chip it on the green, you can't even get a smooth putt. I mean, the ball's bouncing around in the air 2-3 inches off the ground for 6-footers.
Yeah.
I mean, come on, man. Just because everybody plays the same golf course doesn't mean that everybody's playing, that everyone's not playing a stupid golf course.
Well, not,
you know
not everybody,
golf course is great.
But not everybody struggled. Maybe your guys struggled, but not everybody struggled.
If
yeah,
was
why
don't
you
four
pick
guys
DJ
under
or Poulter?
Well,
four guys under par.
Par's just
that's
a number.
Much everybody.
Par's just a number. The guys who played well, it tests all facets of the game, those are the guys that get rewarded.
So we got four guys out of, what, over 100 that play well, and we think that's a fair test of golf?
No, I wouldn't say.
These are the best players in the game.
I wouldn't say that only four guys played
right,
well.
Like Justin
I mean,
Rose played well.
I mean, guys who shot 2, 3, 4 over played well.
All right, so let me ask you this. What should be a winning score for U.S. Open?
Well,
I don't know what a winning – I mean, depends on the player. I mean, depends on how well they play.
I'm thinking that it should be somewhere in the neighborhood of 5 to 9 under, personally. I think that's a fair test of golf. But I don't think these guys are going to break par for the week unless they get significant rain, but the course is just going to get harder.
Well, they might not, but again, they're all playing the same course, so they're all tested on the same course.
All right, Mo, I'm with you, though. I actually don't like the golf course.
I don't get off on watching guys struggle. That's what I'm saying.
It's only,
I mean, I
it's only regarded as one of the top 10 courses in the country.
Yeah, I just didn't like the way it was playing. It was too hard.
All right, but we'll see. It'll get a little easier today.
Coming up next, we'll do the morning matchup. You can call in now at 800-636-1067 as we give away some prizes here on The Junkie. Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We're live on NBC Sports Washington. We'll talk movies at 7 o'clock. Kevin will join us filling in. What's going on at the box office? Also, later in the show, Kevin Costner is going to join us. At 8:40, he's got a new TV show called Yellowstone on the Paramount Network.
Actually looks pretty good.
Does
give it
good.
A try.
All
modern
right,
spin on the Western.
I'm a donk. I think we only have Quicken Loans National tickets to give away. Is that correct?
Yes. He just gave a thumbs up.
All right. We'll play Fact or Fiction. Yeah. We've got people on the line.
All right.
All right, let's go to Brian in D.C. Hey, Brian, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junkies.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hello,
all right, Brian.
Buddy.
Very simple game, fact or fiction. Former Penn State quarterback, second-round pick, Christian Hackenberg, has moved up the depth chart after OTAs for John Gruden's Oakland Raiders. He is now listed as Derek Carr. Is that fact or fiction?
Fiction.
Fiction. He was cut by John Gruden.
You're a big winner, sir. You get a pair of Trophy Day passes to catch Tiger Woods, Ricky Fowler, and the PGA Tour stars at the Quicken Loans National Tournament June 27th through July 1st at TPC Potomac. Go to thefandc.com /contest for all of your details.
That would be
Licky. Licky.
Gruden said that he wanted to develop Christian Hackenberg, but under the new rules, you can't develop quarterbacks, is what he said. You don't have time. And apparently Hackenberg is changing his throwing motion. He's doing a whole Tebow routine.
Mm-hmm.
And clearly not working out. I think he's visiting the Patriots today. Or
I think it has less to do with his throwing motion.
Right. I think it's a lot of issues. How about his lack of talent?
Right. That's the first and foremost.
I think maybe his brain, too. I don't know. Let's go. Do we have more or we're done?
No, that's it. One prize. Okay. Bam, right there. But you know what we wanted to play? Yesterday was a big day in New Jersey. The Borgata opened up their sports books.
Sweet.
Dr. J, I believe, was there.
Any idea where they put the actual sports book?
I don't know.
Is it about the horse thing?
Yeah, you know it looked like it's in the horse thing. Yeah, like they expanded it.
How about just get rid of the horse bit?
I think that's kind of what they're doing is phasing it out.
Push that out. Yeah. So they're going to push them out into the parking lot.
When's the last time we were at the Borgata?
It's been a while.
2 years.
You know what? I'm going to make
it's
a
only
prediction.
Been 2 years?
I think so.
You're never going to go back.
Why would you? MGM National Harbor is right here.
Can't see me going.
Why would you do that?
Unless you have family in Jersey and you're right nearby.
Maybe you wanted to see a show there. But, I mean, MGM National Harbor.
Wait till they come here.
Yeah, but they don't all do that.
I don't want to see a show.
You can wait. You can wait.
I enjoyed the road trips, but
I really do like it.
I enjoy driving 15 minutes better. Yeah. That's
of course. Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah, you're probably right. I probably won't go back.
But up and has a legalized
your funeral there.
Sports gambling. And
cheery
you guys
thought.
Are all infatuated with Stu Finer. Stu yeah. Finer went to Stu the Borgata, I guess, to place a bet. Listen to Stu.
Ready to bet 5,000 on White Sox? Legal sports gambling, New Jersey. Wait for 30 years. Here we go.
Let's go.
Here we go. Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go. Here's the $5,000 ticket. 5,000 on the White Sox at 2K. Let's go.
It's coming. Ready to go.
Yeah, I'm Stu Finer, you're not.
Which day was this?
It was yesterday.
Yeah. Oh, he's a big fat loser.
Yeah, he's a big loser.
I just wish I was the guy who had the wherewithal.
I love it.
And the four in late March getting one.
Nice score.
His ticket for $34K out in Vegas.
Well, does the Stu Finer sound a little bit like Pauly Flix?
I mean,
a little bit.
From New York.
Stu Finer is basically Rom. He's going to the casino and blowing $5,000 for attention.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Screaming up on the top of his lungs.
Why would you ever take the White Sox against the Indians anyway?
I don't know. You know what's funny is because I was watching all of his Instagram videos
maybe
and Facebook.
Back during the Blackjack McDowell days.
Yeah, exactly.
And
the late 80s.
His Facebook stuff. And so the governor's there, and the governor made like the ceremonial first bet. And so Stu Finer is like taking pictures with the gov of New Jersey.
Is that still Chris Christie?
No. It's,
new guy?
Yes, new guy. And he's like has his arm around him, and he's wearing a shirt that says, "I'll kill your bookmaker." And he's taking pictures with the gov.
It's a great bet. So he loves his ADs. Now, he lost some real dollars by betting five large on the White Sox.
And he also did this stunt at Delaware Park.
$5,000?
Same bet.
Same loser. Lost $5,000 that day, too.
Mm-hmm. It's a matter of time. The bigger issue is sports gambling is going to...
No one can win.
Hit in so many states. By next year, my guess would be by next year, it'll be here in Maryland. That would be my guess.
I know
they had to call a special session and maybe hasn't
they're
been called.
Figure it out.
They're going to call 100 if they need to get it up and running.
Right. It might take about a year.
They're going to figure it out.
But eventually it'll be.
Next fall. By the way, I don't know if we can announce it, but I saw it was announced by Potomac Metals
that
online that our JPO is going to be on September 7th.
Mm.
And some people have asked. I actually got a text yesterday. Maybe you saw it on Twitter. September 7th.
But Drabby, are you
upset? Potomac Metals put it out there.
No, it's not. Right. We were told it was September 7th.
We knew it was September 7th.
Yeah.
Usually we like to do big announcements on the radio.
That's all right. We can still do a big announcement.
That's like a soft opening of a store JP just did. Like
we'll do the big official
really sell
announcement.
It. We'll have a real announcement later.
We do it.
That'll be big. Be right around the start of the NFL season.
I got it on my calendar. I'm good. I'm ready to go.
I'm the favorite. I'm the favorite,
in that tournament.
Favorite to be first out.
I was out pretty quick last year.
Yeah.
I got Horde. I had King. I had ace, queen, hit an ace.
You know,
I just get bored.
The bounty on your head. That's
the bounty on your head is the worst.
People want to run you down for the bounty. That's all.
Can I give you my bounty so I can have no bounty? The bounty is awful. I mean, I get it's a great way for the clients to advertise. Why don't we put a bounty on Rom? Put a bounty on Valdez.
I think we had a bounty this
we
year.
Did.
We did?
Yeah.
Yep.
Definitely did.
The bounty is the reason they call you down and just gun for
you. It was a sizable bounty. I think it was either $300 or $500 per man.
It was your buy-in. It was a minimum I think you're buying.
Yeah. Did you cash this year, right?
I can't even remember. I think I did. But the bounty's brutal. I hate the bounty.
I think you cashed. You played like several hours.
Yeah,
you made it
into
like the top 50.
Made $500 or something. Cause I love the tournament. I hate the bounty. That's all. Let's put bounties on people we don't like Rom, Valdez, AY.
Well, there'd be too many bounties then.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah. They couldn't fund
them. Why, half the field.
Why do they want to knock out the junks? I thought they wanted to hang and play poker with the junks.
It's just part of the deal, man.
Yeah, I know.
By the way, it's Charlestown, West Virginia. SportsJack just texted me. They're targeting August 1st to open up their sports
book. Yeah, pre-NFL. They want to get in on that.
The Hollywood Casino out there. Yep, they do. That makes sense.
Sure.
That's smart.
MGM National Harbor, Maryland Live, the Horseshoe.
Yep.
They are contacting the state senators or whoever they need to contact.
Of course they are.
To try and make that special session
happen.
They've
already got the spots cleared out in all of those casinos you mentioned where the sports book is going to be.
Mm-hmm.
Just a matter of getting it up and running, getting the clearance to do it.
Where do you think they'd put
and
it?
And then
the
they'll
MGM.
Be printing even more money.
It's the best spot for the MGM to put it.
I heard it was maybe upstairs.
Somebody mentioned that maybe you just flip tap into the sports book. Like you incorporate.
Ah, you know what?
Because it's huge.
Yeah.
I mean, Tap Sports Bar is gigantic. Maybe you just carve out a portion of it and make that your sports book. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Just have your bar right there in the book right there.
I mean,
there.
Why wouldn't you?
Mm.
It's a great idea.
If you're allowed to. I saw this story yesterday. Jason didn't do it, I don't think. The Maryland kid that passed away.
I didn't. I stayed away from that.
That's an awful story.
Brutal.
He's 19 years old.
He was a 4-star recruit out of McDonough.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
God damn.
Valdez. Horrible story.
Two-time All Met. A big kid. And,
19 years old.
Was going through the workouts. I guess they had done one of their conditioning drills or whatever, and he looked like he was laboring afterwards. And they were on it. They were they were with him. And then about an hour later, they sent him to the hospital. And I guess eventually, 2 weeks later, he finally succumbed to everything. It's
I watched about 30 seconds of Durkin's presser.
Yeah.
I mean, he was just
devastated.
Completely devastated, could barely talk.
Yeah.
It was just awful.
The worst story ever. So, yeah, thoughts go out to his family and to, the Maryland program. That's just brutal.
Jordan McNair.
Yep. Yeah.
Jordan McNair, yep.
Yeah, it's awful.
All right, coming up next, we will talk some movies. Kevin McCarthy will join us from Fox 5. Remember, later we have John Feinstein and actor Kevin Costner at 8:40 here on The Junkie.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.